I need to get an MBA. I need to get certified. I need another degree. Otherwise, nobody's going to hire me. If that thought or any of those thoughts have ever crossed your mind, then this episode is for you. Because if you've been thinking that you need more credentials to successfully pivot, the truth is that an additional degree might just make things worse. So in this episode, I'm sharing why you think you need a degree to pivot, why you don't need another degree to change fields, what you might actually need instead, and how to pivot to a new industry without spending $50,000 and 2 years of your life on credentials that won't get you hired.
Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in.
Before we get started, if you are in a job that's draining you and you want to pivot into something that actually excites you while increasing your salary, I am opening enrollment for Find Your Fulfilling Career, my 12-month career clarity and job search coaching program. And this round, I'm including three brand new bonuses, including a one-on-one pivot call with me. I'll share all the details at the end, but I wanted to give you a heads up. So for now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Have you ever thought to yourself, let's say you right now are unhappy in your career and you have been considering a career change or a career pivot, but a thought that you keep having is that you might need a new degree or maybe even more credentials, like some kind of certification to pivot into a more fulfilling career. Like maybe you think you're not landing jobs because you're not qualified enough, or that a degree or more certification will make employers pay more attention to you, that you need a degree to have more money, more joy, and more fulfillment in your career. Well, friend, I am here to tell you that you don't. You do not need a degree to change fields. And I think it's important to even start this conversation with why you might think you need a degree in the first place. And when I look back over the past 7 years as a career coach, I have been able to identify three reasons when I look at the women that I've worked with, three reasons why you think you need a degree before you can pivot careers or make a career change. Let me tell you about them. And I want you to, as I'm talking through, just think to yourself, have you ever thought this? Do you believe it? So that you can start changing your mindset. The first reason is that you think that more credentials equals qualification for a job or a role you want. You think that you need more credentials to be qualified. You think that you need more credentials for employers to notice you, to think that you're right for the job, that you are perfect for the job. Honestly, a degree is literally just more information. It is not more experience, and it is not skill set. And mind you, I should even preface all this by saying, I'm coming to you saying this as somebody who has two advanced degrees. I have a master's in counseling and a PhD in counselor education. So I am definitely not anti-degree, and I will tell you when a degree makes sense. But if I think of most of the women that I work with, literally, over the past, I would say 5 years of, I've had my business for 7 years, but my group program FYFC has been running for 5 years. And Find Your Fulfilling Career is my career clarity and job search coaching program where I help women clarify their next career move and make a career change while increasing their salary. Over the 5 years of being in that program, I've served over 100 women. Only two have gone back to get a degree. One went to law school and the other got an MBA. Two women. So I'm saying that because I think that the degree mindset can really hold you back from pursuing fulfillment in your career. And that's why I'm recording this episode. So a degree just gives you more information. It does not give you more qualifications or more experience for most jobs and in most part. And when we think about what employers are looking for, employers hire for skills and results, not for your credentials. Again, in most jobs, I will mention when a degree might make sense, but most employers are looking for, can you solve the problem that they have, which is why they posted a job posting? Can you get them results? Can you get them results faster? Can you improve how they operate? Can you bring in more clients? Can you reduce expenses? Can you increase efficiency? Employers are looking for skills and results, not credentials. And all a degree or a certification is more credentials, not actual qualification for a role that you're interested in. The second reason why you might think that you need a degree is that, and this is specifically if you are, first of all, just a Black woman in the United States, period, if you are a woman of color in general, or if you are a woman in a male-dominated field. There is a high chance that you have probably internalized the message that you need to do twice as much to get half as much as the other people in your field are getting, right? Especially as women of color in the US, we've likely been taught that, you know, you need to be overqualified just to be considered. You need to dress better. You need to look better. You need to have the letters. You need to have the degrees just to even get respect. And mind you, we got that message because it's true, right? In a lot of spaces, at least up until even recently, let's be honest, a lot of times, as Black women, we do often don't get as much respect until people then learn our credentials. And then it's like, oh, okay, she knows what she's doing. But that message that you need to do twice as much to get half as far has made you think that maybe if you get just one more degree, they will finally see and respect you. If you have more letters after your name, if you, you know, again, accrue the degrees, they will finally think that you are, you know, qualified for the role. And that could not be further from the truth. First of all, if somebody is racist, they're going to be racist regardless of the letters after your name. I'm just going to put that out there. And also, there are other ways for you to show your expertise and your qualification without spending thousands of dollars on a degree that you might not need. And I will say that candidly, I think two things contribute to what I'm about to share. One, I grew up in Nigeria, right? So my formative years from 1 to 15, I grew up in Nigeria where we're all Black. So I wasn't really getting that message. I grew up in a very stable, balanced home. I grew up middle class. So I never, like, I want to share my context and my privileges that allows me to have this mindset because I think it's important. But I was not indoctrinated into that message early on. Now, when I moved to the US, I started hearing it. But I think just my formative years kept me from indoctrinating into that message. Like, I hear it, but I know how to not live by it. So that's one. Two, as a Christian, as a child of God, I just have this mindset too. And so what is my mindset? I don't subscribe to that message. I legit, literally do not believe that I need to do twice as much to get half as far than as anybody. I believe that if the Lord wants me somewhere, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be awesome at it. That is just my, in fact, let me tell you a story about this. So in my second year of being a professor, they invited me and it was two other new faculty to a panel. We were talking to doctoral students. So they were doing like this, it was like this program they used to do in my school for PhD students where they're teaching them how to teach better and how to be faculty members. And so they invited us to this panel to talk about our experience job searching scene as we had only been faculty for about 2 years. So we had just gone through that job search process. And I remember during the panel, so it was me, a white woman, and then this Indian man. And I remember during the panel, the Indian man said something along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing, this was, you know, 6 years ago, so I don't remember it fully, but I remember the experience. But his message was something along the lines of, you know, if you're a person of color, you should also leverage that in your job search because they might want to diversify their faculty. And so that is an advantage for you to, you know, pretty much use it to your advantage because you're a person of color. And immediately he was done talking. I spoke up and I was like, let me just share my perspective on that as a Black woman. I was like, I don't subscribe to that. I know that I got the job because I was qualified. In fact, I was more than qualified. And I think that's just important to recognize. Like, yes, I might be a Black woman, but that is a bonus for them. More than that, for me, I went in knowing that I had the experience I had more unique experiences than most people in the field. And I was saying that because I had had experience working already as a school counselor, a mental health counselor, and a career counselor. Most faculty members did not have that in my field. So I knew that my experiences specifically made me more than qualified. And that me being a black woman was just like the seasoning on the meal, right? Like that was just I'm just bringing some spice to you, right? I'm just bringing a little some. But that is not why I got the job. And I made that clear immediately. Because again, I don't subscribe to that mindset. There is no world in which I want myself, I want you, I want anybody to think, oh, I only got this because I'm black. No. Me being black is an awesomeness that is just a part of who I am. But I am also very qualified. I'm also very smart and very intelligent. And that is why I got the job, because I am qualified, if not more qualified than anybody else going up for this opportunity. And that is the mindset that I want you to have. Don't let that lie that you have to do more to get less keep you thinking that you have to keep striving in your career just to be happy. Okay? So that's reason number two why you think you need a degree. The third reason that you might think you need a degree to pivot is that you are looking for confidence in the wrong place. Let me say that again. You're looking for confidence in the wrong place. When you are trying to make a pivot into a new industry, I think it's normal, it's natural to not be 100% confident. I mean, right now, I'm pivoting from being a professor to being a business owner, and I am not 100% confident in myself and my ability to be successful. I want to put this caveat out there, I am 100% confident in the Lord getting me to success. But sometimes my mind, I'm human, been playing tricks on me like, what if it doesn't work? What if I don't make enough money? What if I don't get the clients? Like my brain does all those things. And I'm saying that because I've seen that happen with clients where you think that getting more degrees will make you more confident and comfortable in your ability to apply for a role and I think this comes with that first one of qualifications. But a degree is literally just more information. Like for the most part, degrees don't give you skills, they give you knowledge. Your experience is what gives you skills, and you already have your experience. Most degrees is what you're reading books, you're writing papers, you're doing presentations. Okay, you probably got those skills already when you were working. So a degree is just going to put more information in your head. You are looking for the comfort of the degree, and that comfort makes you feel confident, right? The comfort of being able to say, I have this advanced degree, so I'm more qualified, so I'll be more confident. No, a degree is not going to tell you what job to apply for or how to market yourself to land that role and position yourself as the best candidate, right? I mean, I know people with MBAs and other advanced degrees who are still stuck in jobs they hate, even with the degree. So the degree is just going to give you this false sense of confidence that you are qualified when really it's more information. You're leaning on the letters, the information to help you make that pivot. So those are the three reasons why you might think you need a degree. You think that credentials make you more qualified. You've internalized that twice as much message, and you are looking for a false sense of confidence that comes with having advanced degrees. Ultimately, if I look at all of those things, you think you need a new degree because you don't know what you want. Because if you knew what role you wanted, you would know if you needed a degree to get what you wanted or not. Let me explain. To me, and I've been saying this for years, an advanced degree without clarity is literally a waste of your time and money. Point blank, period. A degree without clarity is a waste of time and money. Because let's say you're stuck in your career and you're trying to figure out what you need to do next. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to go get an MBA. I'm going to get an MPH. I'm going to get a master's degree. Okay, you get the degree. Then what? What job are you applying for? Like, what's next after you get the degree? Without clarity, you still won't know what to do with that degree. So you spent time, you've spent money getting this piece of paper, getting this information, and you come out of it and you're still stuck and confused. Like, in my opinion, a degree to make a career pivot only makes sense if three things are true. One, you have clarity on your exact career path. You know the specific role, the specific industry, and potentially even the specific company that you're targeting and trying to pivot into. Two, the degree is legally required or is the industry standard, right? So think for me, for example, I couldn't be licensed as a counselor without a master's degree, medical school, law degree. So think about fields where you need a terminal degree to even practice and have a job and make money. That would make sense. And three, if the ROI makes sense, if the return on investment makes sense. So the salary increase will offset the cost and time investment of getting the degree within 5 years. So if within 5 years, this degree is going to lead to a job that will lead to the amount of salary increase that will offset how much time and money you spent to get the degree, that's when I think it makes sense. Otherwise, any other situation, you can likely just leverage the skills and experiences you already have to pivot to a new industry. So some examples, like I mentioned, if I think of myself, I have 2 advanced degrees, but I needed both of them to make the pivot I wanted to make. And I knew the pivot I wanted to make before I got those degrees. So when I was in the healthcare data entry job and I was miserable and unhappy, I had no idea what else I could do. I didn't then say, oh, let me go get a degree to be happy. No. I said, who am I? What do I enjoy? What do I value? What makes me happy? Okay, let me now research roles that makes sense. In my research, I came across counseling. Before that point, I did not know counseling was a thing or a field. I had never gone to one. Again, remember, I was in Nigeria until 15. We maybe had a guidance counselor, but I never went to them. So I didn't. And not to mention, in Nigeria, the laws to become a counselor are very different. This is like a couple of years ago. You can work with a bachelor's degree. Counseling wasn't really accepted until recently. Like the idea of mental health was not a thing until recently. So I had not come in contact with counseling as a concept. It was in my research where I remember thinking, okay, here's everything about me. Back then, I really wanted to work with kids. I loved kids. And I thought, okay, well, how can I do this? I didn't want to be a teacher. This one is so ironic. This is so ironic. Let me tell you this story. I didn't want to be a teacher because my mother used to be a teacher. And then I went on to be a professor for 7 years. Isn't God funny, y'all? God is funny. Anyway, so I didn't want to be a teacher. I remember thinking, okay, the place where kids spend the most of their time is still schools. And from my research, right, I wanted to work with kids. I wanted to help them. What else can I do? My research came up with school counseling. So I started researching, okay, how do I become a counselor? I realized I needed a master's degree. And so then I went and got my master's. Notice the pattern here. I already knew what job I wanted. In fact, down to the specific specialty, because I could have said I wanted to be a mental health counselor, a career counselor, which are things I did, but I did those after the fact. School counseling was the very specific, in fact, not even just school counseling, elementary school counseling. I knew down to the grade level I wanted to work with. Then I got a master's degree. Then when I was practicing, I had a desire. I noticed, okay, my supervisor had never been a school counselor, which really frustrated me because I was like, how are you supposed to help us when you haven't done the job? And so then I thought, okay, I want to be a supervisor for more school counselors. In my research, all the district level supervisors had a PhD. And so I thought, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go get my PhD. While I was getting that, I worked as a mental health counselor. I worked as a career counselor. I fell in love with career counseling. But then I discovered faculty as a role. I had never considered faculty. But my PhD then allowed me to do that. But notice again the order of operations here. Every time I got an advanced degree, I knew what job I wanted first. It was not done backwards. So if you are thinking about getting an MBA just because you're stuck and you're hoping that an MBA will open more doors without knowing what doors you want open, that's a waste of money. If you're thinking about, oh, I'm going to go get like a data analytics certificate because, you know, I might want to be a data analyst, but you haven't researched the day-to-day life of a data analyst to know if you really like that job, that's a waste of time. So I want to make it very clear that I am not anti-degree. I am anti-getting a degree without clarity and strategy and a clear reason for why you need the degree. Because degrees take time and money. Time that you could be spending if you were in a job making more money and deepening your skill set and your reputation and your expertise. Money that you could put into the stock market and be growing. Money that you could put to live in your best life, going on vacation, buying things that make you happy, supporting your family, supporting your kids, right? If you don't need the degree to have more joy, more money, and more fulfillment in your career, I don't want you to get it. It's really just that simple. Don't get the degree. Don't get it. And this makes me think of a client that I worked with a couple years ago who worked with me in my Career Clarity and Job Search Coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. I mentioned it earlier, FYFC. We went through the program and she realized that she wanted to go get an MBA. After she got clarity, she decided, you know what? This is an experience that I desire. And she was able to then pivot from the tax industry to the finance industry. But here's what was interesting to me was that after she got her degree, and she's one of the, I said only two women have gotten her degrees, she's one of them. She messaged me. She emailed me after, and she was really just saying, which I love when my clients do this. She was just saying, thank you for the work we did together. It was very helpful. And I remember a sentence she wrote. She said, you were absolutely right that I did not need an MBA to make the career move that I made, but she just enjoyed the experience. So for her, it was a case of doing it for the experience, which fine, like that is a personal choice. You're a grown woman. You have the ability to make any personal choice you want. I was in full support of that decision, even though my support is not needed. My point is, okay, that makes sense. If you're doing it for, you know, I just want the experience. I think it'll be fun. I want something to just add to my repertoire. That's fine. The specific mindset I'm talking about here, though, is when you think that you need, keyword here is need, N-E-E-D, need that degree to change fields. You don't need it, most likely. Most of the time, when women tell me they need a degree, what they actually need is clarity and strategy. And that's what I help you get inside my Career Clarity and Job Search Coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career at FYFC. Like the very first thing that we do in the program is get clarity about your values, your interests, your skills. And then I teach you my proprietary research process to help you clarify the right roles for you and figure out your next move. So you can figure out your next move without spending $50,000 on tuition in a new degree, right? In my 5 years running the program, again, only two women have chosen to get a degree. Other women have pivoted with the experiences they already have. When it comes to changing fields, when it comes to pivoting to a new industry, the secret that you need to learn is that making an industry change is about learning the language of the new industry, not getting new skills. Let me say that again. Making a pivot is about learning the language of the industry, not getting new skills. Every industry has unique language and lingo that they use, right? Think about how do they talk about their customers? Do they call them clients? Do they call them users? Do they call them patients? Do they call them members? So think about how do they describe even the outcomes they experience as an industry? Are they talking about growth? Or engagement, retention, impact? What language do they use? How do they even talk about their processes? Are they using words like sprints or campaigns or interventions or pipelines? Every industry has its own language. When you learn the language of the industry, you can then translate your experience into their terms, right? You can use their words to describe your experience, and then suddenly you look like you belong in the industry. So the goal isn't get a new degree. It's just look at the industry. What problems are they trying to solve? What words do they use? And what ways can you then use their words to describe your experiences and your skill sets? That's how you position yourself to pivot to a new field. Now you might be asking, okay, yeah, but how do I learn to speak their new language? Well, you can do a few things. First, start by reading job descriptions. Job descriptions are so much gold for everything when it comes to pivoting, job searching, networking, positioning yourself. Like everything you need is in a job description for the most part. So I would say if you know what role you're trying to go into, pull up 10 job descriptions in your target role. Not to apply to them, but to read them and notice patterns and research them. What words keep on showing? Write those words down. How are they describing, again, their customers, their outcomes, or their processes? Write those words down and then think, okay, how can I use those words on my resume or in interviews? I would also say listen to podcasts. So go find like who are the leaders in that industry. If you know the company that you want to be in, look up their their organizational charts to find their leaders. Google those people. Have they been on podcast interviews or have they been on YouTube videos? Listen to them. How do they talk about their work? What phrases are they using? How are they describing their problems and their solutions and their goals? One of my favorite is definitely also, this is a third option, talking to 3 to 4 people who already work in that field. And when you talk to them about the job, you can just ask them, you know, what would you say? What was some like new language changes you had to learn when you came into this field? What is the language or the lingo that I would need to know? What words do you think would make me sound like an insider in this industry? When you learn to speak the language of the industry, you start to make yourself look like you already belong in that industry. A couple of years ago, I worked with a client who went from community health. So she was an events manager in community health, and she made a pivot to marketing associate in one of the big four consulting firms, specifically KPMG. And the thing for her that she did was learned and focused on the words in the job description. She then used those words on her resume and in interviews when she was talking about her experiences, and it led to her landing that marketing associate role while increasing her salary by $37,000. All from just speaking the right language from community health to a big four. And you know those roles are competitive. Once you learn the language, it's like you're in. You're in because you see how to talk about your role. It helps you feel confident. It helps you feel good. It also helps you market yourself better. Then once you have the language piece down, the next thing you need is to identify your transferable skills. And this is where most people get stuck because you might think that you can only stay in your current industry or you have to get a degree to go to a different industry. And usually that's happening because you're confusing your work tasks with your actual skills. You're confusing your work tasks with your actual skills. And let me explain what I mean. So your work tasks are the specific activities that you do in your current job. These are usually only relevant to your current job, your current industry, maybe even your current company. So tasks are very, very specific to the job that you're doing. Meanwhile, your skills are the abilities that you use to accomplish those tasks. And skills are transferable across roles, across industries, okay? When you have been working in the same path in your career for years and years and years, you start thinking in tasks because that's what you do day to day. Some things just become automatic to you. So this is what I do. You're not breaking it down to, okay, wait, what skills did I use to do the thing that I did? You're just used to the things that you do, which are your tasks. So let me give you some examples. You might think, oh, I'm a manager. I just know how to manage. I've led a team of 5 people. That is still a task, even though, yes, we can say people manage across industries, but it is still specific to a role, right? Managing people is specific to a management role. The skills that you use to manage are things like leadership, delegation, conflict resolution, maybe even just performance management, depending on what kind of manager you use. Or you might be a teacher and you're like, oh, I create lesson plans. I just know that I create lesson plans for 4th graders, so I can only create lesson plans in schools. Well, how did you create those lesson plans? If you break it down, you're using skills like instructional design, content development, audience adaptation, right? When you have to go from a lesson plan for a 4th grader to a 12th grader, you know how to adapt the message for the audience and even assessments. You can use those exact same skills in instructional design in corporate roles, in training roles, in learning and development roles. Like you can take those skills and go to corporate. Let me give you one more example. You might say, oh, I'm just an EA. I write reports for executives. Okay. And that's very specific to being an executive assistant. I'm writing reports. Okay. How do you write those reports? You have to synthesize data. You have to know how to communicate strategically. You have to know how to tell stories. And you have to have executive presence to know how to package those reports. Those are transferable skills. Okay. So what I want you to recognize here is that your tasks can and will change when you change jobs, but your skills are yours. Your skills will come with you and your skills move with you and grow with you throughout your career. Nobody's taking your skills away from you. You might change titles, but your skills are with you. And when you have been working for years and years and years, it's so easy to start to forget your skill set. And I saw this so clearly inside FYFC, my coaching program. One of the things that we do very early on in the program is help you identify all your skills. So not just transferable skills, all the skills that you have through an assessment. I have a list of over 200 transferable skills that you can use in there. And time after time, women would always tell me, oh my gosh, I forgot that I had all these skills. Wow, I have more skills than I thought. Oh, I forgot that I used to do this thing in a different job and that's where I developed the skill. It's so easy for your brain to just let go of old skills because they're not relevant. Like if you think about it, your brain likes to be efficient. The thing you did in a job 10 years ago is not relevant now, so you forget the skill you developed. So in FYFC, I help you identify all your skills, and then we go specifically to your transferable skills. We actually even have a bot. So I have one of the features in the program are two specific bots based off of my frameworks. One is a career clarity bot that helps you do your research, and the other is a job search marketing bot. Both of those bots help you identify your transferable skills using my frameworks, and then gives you language for how to use the language from a job description to market your transferable skills. So I help you clarify all your skills in the program so that you can see all the career paths that are actually available to you without getting a new degree. So if you don't need a new degree to pivot, what exactly do you need to pivot to a new industry? Well, if you want to pivot into a new industry without going back to school, getting a certificate, or getting additional experiences, here's exactly what you need. Here's the list. I'm breaking it down for you exactly what you need. You need clarity. The first thing is clarity on your transferable skills. I just talked about this with you. Second is you need to research realistic career options. So you need the skill of being able to do research. Which roles match your skills and interests? Third, you need language fluency in your target industry, meaning you know how to fluently speak their language, how to fluently talk about your experience in their language. Four, you need a targeted resume that positions you as the right fit. So not a generic resume that you can use to apply to 10 different jobs. No, the whole point of learning the language is that you now use the language to talk about your experiences, and your resume is one of the places that you do that. Five, you need interview skills that prove you can do the job even without direct experience. So interview skills like telling your career story, like answering questions about why you're leaving your job, why you're making a pivot. Tell me about yourself. What are your weaknesses or what strengths do you bring? You need to know how to tell your story, again, using their language, that third thing, their language to tell your story. And finally, number six, you need a strategy for finding and landing opportunities. Not just applying to job boards, because job boards are no man's land right now. They're a dead zone. You need a strategy that will help you find the right roles you're qualified for and jump to the front of the line to land opportunities. Now, you might hear my list of those six things and think, OMG, that's a lot. How am I meant to get all that? I can't do any of those things. But honestly, it is really not a lot. I promise you. At least it's not a lot when you have expert guidance and a strategy. And in my coaching program, FYFC, you literally get all of that. I help you get clarity on your transferable skills within the first 30 days in the program. Within the first 30 days in the program, you would have started researching your career options. And when you use the bot, you start seeing career options in like 2 hours or less. And during coaching calls, you'll bring a job description and I help you develop that language fluency. In fact, right now, doors are currently open for the program. And one of the bonuses that I'm doing, if you join within our bonus period, which ends on, I believe, February 11th, is a one-on-one career pivot session where I'm going to help you specifically map out your transferable skills to a specific job posting. So that will also help increase your language fluency. But whenever you join, if you come to a general coaching call, we can talk through it, or you can use our job search support ticket to say, hey, how can I make my experience sound right for this role? And I will give you some strategies. Targeted resume. Literally, there are four different resume templates, because when you're pivoting, you can't use the standard chronological resume. It's not going to work. I have specific resume templates that position your transferable skills first, that helps you tell your story right in their language. You get interview scripts. So thinking about interview skills, I literally give you formulas for exactly what to say in interviews. Like, think about questions like, tell me about yourself. Why do you want this job? What are your biggest weaknesses? I tell you word for word exactly what to say and how you can position yourself as the right fit using their language. And then the strategy for finding and landing opportunities inside FYFC, I teach something called one-to-one, which is how you build relationships with people in the job so that you can jump to the front of the line. You're not waiting behind 200 people to get an interview. You stand out and you're getting interviews faster. So everything I said you need to pivot to a new industry, yes, you might be able to like Google and piecemeal a strategy, but in FYFC, I give you everything that you need so that you're not wasting 6 months just trying to figure it out. You can make your pivot within 4 to 5 months max. So I hope this has helped you see how and why you don't need a degree to pivot to a new industry. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if nothing else, I hope that it just even changed how you think about what's available to you in your career, especially if you want more money, more happiness, and more meaning at work. Now, if you want to learn more about FYFC, I know I talked about it throughout this episode. You can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn all about FYFC and how to join us. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful, please don't forget to leave us a review or a rating. It definitely helps the channel grow. And I will catch you on the next episode. All right, let's talk about Find Your Fulfilling Career, or FYFC. If you're new here, FYFC is my 12-month career clarity and job search coaching program. It is designed for women who are stuck in draining, unfulfilling jobs and ready to pivot into work that actually excites them without starting over and without applying to hundreds of jobs. Inside this program, you will get crystal clear on your next career move using my visa framework, learn how to market yourself into a new role or industry, and land a higher paying job that aligns with your values and your life. My clients consistently increase their salaries by 25K, 55K, even 135K. They rediscover who they are, their skills, land jobs they actually thrive in, and finally have the work-life balance they've been craving. Now, here's what makes this round of enrollment different. This is the only time in 2026 that I am offering 3 fast action launch bonuses. If you enroll in FYFC during the 48-hour bonus window, you will get a one-on-one 90-minute career pivot call with me where we're going to pick your target role, analyze a real job posting, and map out your exact transferable skills together. A done-for-you career pivot resume. I will personally write your new resume that positions you perfectly for your target industry, and a personalized interview question bank, which includes 10 custom questions with responses based on my proven frameworks to help you ace your pivot interview. These bonuses are not available at any other time and will speed up your pivot timeline by 2 months. So if you're ready to stop feeling stuck and start thriving in a career that actually fits who you are, go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com and register for the free live launch training where I'll teach you my 3 proven strategies for successful career pivots and walk you through exactly how the program works. You have to be registered for the free training to qualify for the bonuses. Again, that URL is findyourfulfillingcareer.com. I can't wait to see you there.